Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm not ever going to surrender. I physically can't do it.
It's my great
F*** you, Klaus Schwab. F*** you. I got plenty of words for you, but at the end of the day, F*** you and your New World Order, and F*** the horse you rode in on, and all your s***. And so they know if that spirit begins to, in their words, infect other people, it's game over for them to turn us into robots and play God and give us all these orders and tell us how to live and tell us what to do.
You're talking about Oxford and the Oxford Council that has just announced that it's going to break up Oxford into 15-minute communities, call them 15-minute cities, where everything that they say you need is within the 15-minute walk or cycle ride of where you live. And that you cannot, under this proposal, leave your 15-minute city in a car more than 100 times a year, or you fined every time you do. Now, what is that? That's simply lockdown. It's COVID lockdown. But it's done under the guise of climate change.
And so that's what this is really all about, is your ability to have free will that God gave you, and they're trying to take that away.
The only thing God managed to create are organic beings. All these trees and giraffes and humans, they're just organic. But we are now trying to create inorganic entities, inorganic life forms, cyborgs, artificial intelligence, and so forth. If we succeed, and there is a very good chance we will, then very soon we will be beyond.
That's why I oppose them, and that's why I fight them. And they act like, oh, they understand the universe and they're bringing balance to it. And no, they like to hurt people. They like to destroy children. They like to steal people's energy. They like to see people in miserable situations because it makes them feel good because they hate themselves. Hundreds of different serial killers and psychopaths. And whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian, they all look the same and their eyes have the same weird, dead look. And beyond a dead look, they look scared. Not just because they're in a mugshot. They look like they're captured. Because those aren't people, ladies and gentlemen. That's not a person anymore. There's something in there grabbing it. Better believe it. And so when you look at the New World Order and Bill Gates and people like Fauci, let me tell you, folks, there is a system of anti-God, anti-human inside that body that's running that body. And that's a biological android with one mission, and that is to humiliate you and cut you off from God before they kill you.
Well, Anthony Fauci told our government to tell people don't do autopsies on COVID patients. You cannot find that for which you do not look. I have a post-vaccine 9-year-old on my desk, dead.
And that's all this is people turning the dial. And how do you turn the dial to Satanism? You kill people. You hurt children. You molest children. You put poison in people that breaks their DNA. They've now confirmed in more than 100 studies that this mRNA with a spike protein goes into the cells for generations and is passed on to the children and causes mutations. They are turning people into mutants.
It's called the Fauci effect.
We found other coronaviruses in bats, a whole host of them. Some of them looked very similar to SARS. So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people.
So we need to turn the dial to the Holy Spirit, the big broadcast. And obviously, if you've been turning the dial the other way, you're not going to want to turn the dial. It's not going to feel too good to turn the dial towards God. So Christ was saying, get behind me. I got a mission. I'm going someplace. I'm on a path. I'm on a trajectory. I want to get in line with the Holy Spirit and then move to the future. Oh, yes. And God's like, oh, you want that? Here, have that. And I'm right there, right now. Just, oh, wow. I just feel the presence of God right now. Unbelievable. God said, you want it? Here, I love you. Come to InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people who can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a real hero in the studio with us this hour, a little bit in the next hour, then Royce White's coming on. And he's Dr. Ben Marble. He's become a good friend of mine. And I've talked to so many of the other great scientists and doctors out there. And they always, Dr. Peter McCullough, you name it, when they visit, bring up Dr. Ben Marble, who was the first to offer the telemedicine early on and to warn people of Dr. Zelenko's research and his own research, and to do free telemedicine to get hundreds of thousands of people their ivermectin, their hydroxychloroquine, and more that they now admit the studies that Fauci did 15 years ago. We have speeches of Fauci on C-SPAN. We have documents, news articles where he said hydroxychloroquine blocks these coronavirus replications. And they also, the Pentagon had a document from 2011 where they found for SARS and SARS-like things, which is COVID, ivermectin. So they knew all this, the Pentagon did, and they were blocked from warning the public. That is murder by omission. So Dr. Ben Marble is a MD and Nobel Prize nominee. And he's the founder of MyFreeDoctor.com and a leading telehealth provider. He's also being the first doctor to treat patients in all 50 states for free. Dr. Marble created MyFreeDoctor.com at the beginning of the pandemic to save lives by providing accessible, affordable, and effective health care to everyone. Just like the website's name states, the telemedicine visits are free and the service is purely donation-based. If you suspect you may be feeling ill, especially from COVID-19, do not delay. Head to MyFreeDoctor.com to get access to a licensed doctor who will provide care and give you access to effective treatments. And I notice sometimes, if I give people your number, hundreds of people, they almost always got quick service. But sometimes you got overwhelmed at the peak. You guys would list other good groups and other good organizations that were out there, and you guys have operated off donations. But I wanted to, we were talking last week on the phone, and you were talking about the breakthrough. It was about a year ago that the public started to realize they were being lied to and killed. But now to say it's a breakthrough, their whole narrative has collapsed. And we have Japan opening a criminal investigation federally. We have Canada starting a criminal investigation in one of the provinces. We have Florida starting a criminal investigation statewide with the Attorney General, Supreme Court authorized, with Governor DeSantis studying the rollout, the advertising, the lies, the shot, everything. And a bunch of other countries are doing as well. Now, the new president of Italy is starting to investigate it. And this breaking news, InfoWars.com, share this everywhere. Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's why I love her. Trump asked her to support McCarthy. She did because she's loyal to him. I think that might not have been the best decision. It doesn't matter because now she's in the driver's seat to get rid of the IRS agents, introducing bills to abolish the IRS. And now MTG calls for an immediate investigation into surge of sudden deaths. This is such an important article, and I can tell you those congressional hearings are being set up and are being prepared. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has called for an immediate investigation of the surge of sudden deaths across the world. In her statement, Greene mentioned that the timing of such deaths is concerning because they're occurring when people are being forced to take the COVID vaccines via mandates. What the hell's going on, said Greene today, responding to a report of a 21-year-old Air Force offensive lineman who died on his way to class. how many more healthy young people are going to drop dead? Minutes later, Green released her statement that was attached to the World Health Organization media briefing on COVID and other global health issues. Green's statement does indeed come amid a surge of sudden deaths, and the insurance companies show it's happening, 30% increase worldwide in death, record increase, as well as days after Louisiana-based ER physician called on the immediate suspension of the jabs. And the article goes on with scientists and medical directors coming out and saying the exact same thing. Lead author of peer-reviewed research, there's another Harvard study out now, reanalyzing Pfizer and Moderna trials on mRNA vaccines, calls for immediate suspension of the jab due to serious harms. We have conclusive evidence that the vaccines are inducing sudden cardiac arrest. And then, of course, we have the mega bombshell I covered last hour. Yesterday, the CDC finally, after lawsuits, released the documents that they knew from day one. No public study before, but they've done covert study on mice and rats. That's why the CDC had that document in October 2000 saying, predicting all this, saying that it causes death and a whole bunch of horrible things here in their own report. So this is massive. Dr. Ben Marble, MyFreeDoctor.com, thank you for being here. What do you make of this time we're living in?
Well, it's just mad science unleashed on the world. You know, back in November and December of 2020, I read up on these gene editing shots, and the science was never there. It was always doomed to failure from the start, and I knew that. And that's why December 2020, I sent a message out to all of our patients, do not take these shots. And so from day one, I opposed these shots, and I told everybody not to take them. We knew they were going to be dangerous. They're not real vaccines. They're gene editing technology. And the simple reality about editing your DNA in your genome is we don't know what 98% of DNA does. So how would it ever make sense to alter it when we don't know what the vast majority of it does? It doesn't make any sense. It was bad science from the start. So back February of 2022, I founded the Right Docs of History group, which I tried to track down all the other doctors like myself that opposed these shots from day one and got all those doctors into the group, like Dr. Zlinko, Dr. Ryan Cole, Dr. Urso, myself, Dr. Gessling, who else is in that group? Dr. Amerling, Dr. Lowry, Angelina Ferrella. There's more Dr. Ozzie Villarreal. There's more doctors in the group. The point is, the media, fake news, banned all the doctors who opposed the shots. I mean, I became the most banned doctor in America.
Was this like 2 years ago?
This was 2 years ago, December 2020. We were trying to tell everybody, warn everybody, these shots are going to be dangerous. They banned us, and then they made the poison pushers famous. They propped up the doctors that were in favor of the shots. Now, some of those doctors later realized, hey, these shots are dangerous, and then they, about 1% of the doctors who were in favor of them later realized, hey, these shots are dangerous, and let's go ahead and, you know, tell our patients not to take them. But vast majority of the doctors, once they recommend poison for their patients, they're in a legal trap, because if you tell your patients, hey, this is good, it's safe and effective, and then you realize it's not, and then you go tell your patients, oops, I told you to take poison, they might sue you for malpractice. Also, if you admit, hey, I just gave my patients poison, you might get arrested for murder.
And what you just said is beyond key. That's why Fauci and the globalists, and they've talked about it, it's called a corruption.
Right.
And that's what the Roman emperors called it, to pay off troops. Once they paid you off, they owned you. It wasn't just that one-time payoff. It was that you were now corrupted. By getting the medical systems and insurance companies and media to take money, billions, several billion in the U.S. alone, to put the lies out, Gates paid like $700 million worldwide for propaganda himself for this foundation. Now you've taken the money. Now you're part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, the Russians call it compromise, Matt. It's when you're compromised. And so all these doctors, I call them the poison pushers. You know, there's 1.1 million doctors in America, and about a million of them should be arrested for being poison pushers because they're pushing poison on their patients. We know these shots are killing people all over the world. The Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm. That's part of it, right? Well, we know these shots do harm. We know they're not safe and effective. Safe and effective was the big lie. You know, Joseph.
And we know, just to interrupt, we know that 20 years ago, a lot of medical schools started getting rid of the Hippocratic Oath, and we know Fauci's wife is over the federal agency that creates the bioethics policy for the U.S.
Correct. His wife is supposedly overseeing his ethics, and everything he did was unethical. He was the grand architect of the whole gain-of-function program to create the COVID-19 Frankenstein virus.
And I interrupted you on the point about safe and effective.
Safe and effective is the great big lie. You know, Joseph Goebbels said, don't tell a small tiny lie, tell a great big lie and just repeat it over and over and over, and then the dumb people will believe it. Well, safe and effective was the great big lie. We know they're actually unsafe and deadly, killing people all over the world. So if we want to follow the principle of first do no harm, you're supposed to, manufacturers, big pharma, they're supposed to prove a product is safe before they give it to anybody.
Well, in the research they did on the animals, the majority of the animals died. A little time passed, and then they just started giving it to people. So we
let's come back, and I'll give you the floor and shut up and let you walk through this. But I want you just to briefly, in the minute we have left of the segment, what would you call this moment we're at? Do you agree with me that we've gone over the tipping point?
Oh, absolutely. What happened recently with the NFL, all the players dropping on the field, Hamlin and certainly J.J. Watt having his injury, I think we have reached the tipping point. The masses in general know that these shots are poison, but the politicians are stuck on stupid because they're all bribed.
Like Neil deGrasse Tyson, I bet money he's been paid off.
I don't know him personally, but certainly wouldn't surprise me.
Well, he's reading exact talking points.
He's clearly a PC commie.
Absolutely.
They're the enemy. That's who the enemy. What defines the enemy and unites them? Political correctness. People who think political correctness is good, they're the enemy.
And they can make it whatever they want. Open borders, taking poison shots, having no medical freedom, letting your kids be with pedophiles.
They always say follow the science, but they follow fake science that claims men can get pregnant, people can change their sex. Guess what? No matter how many Nazi genital mutilation surgeries you have or how many hormones you take, you're still the same sex as the day you were born, and they also claim poisons of vaccines.
They don't even teach X and Y chromosomes in high school biology class now.
That's nuts.
I mean, that is 2 + 2 = 100.
Critical correctness.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You were just knocking it out of the park, the points you were making. So, Doc, take over.
Well, you know, I'm just sick and tired of, you know, we've delivered over 300,000 free doctor visits to America using the McCullough Protocol, which is primarily ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, prednisone, budesonide, zinc, aspirin, a few others that we know. And we've only lost six patients. So we have settled the science with early treatment. We know multiple drug early treatment works. We have a 99.99% survival rate. But I save these people's lives, and then a few months later, they come back and they tell me they went and took poison. So some poison-pushing fake doctor told them that they should go ahead and take this poison, and it's driving me mad. For 2 years, since December 2020, we've been telling everybody these shots are not safe, they're not effective, they're actually poison, they're killing people, harming people all over the world, and it's driving me nuts that we can't get this poison pulled off the market. Normally, they pull a bad drug off the market once there's 25 to 50 deaths. That's the norm. They're defying all the norms. Go to openvarage.com. You'll see there's over 32,000 deaths, over a million injuries. It's way past time we stop these shots now.
And Congress, a month ago, killed the funding. Republicans had just won, and then they had the power, though they weren't in power yet, to get the funding for the Defense Department cut for four shots. But Lloyd Austin is letting the commander still force it. That is criminal activity.
Here's why it's so urgent. What people don't realize, 7 million people get poisoned today. 7 million shots every day going into arms. So 7 million people get poisoned today. Tomorrow, 7 more million people get poisoned. The day after that, another 7.
Wasn't that at its peak? Because I heard the uptake's way down.
Last time I looked a couple months ago, it was up to 8 million a day. But nevertheless, it's millions of people a day that are taking these poison shots. We know they're poisoned. They're not safe. They're not effective. We have to.
Oh, that's worldwide.
That's worldwide. Worldwide, globally, yes.
But isn't it encouraging that I've seen vaccine uptakes down over 95%?
That is great. That's proof that the masses have woken up to the fact that these shots are actually poison. The masses know. The problem now is the politicians.
Please continue.
They're all bribed. You know, the two party system is really a uniparty controlled by political correctness. Political correctness is the world's largest religion for atheists. That's really what it is. They worship at the altar of political correctness.
Who's the actor? I like him. I hate his liberal politics. But he was in The Shawshank Redemption and a bunch of other movies.
Tim Robbins.
Is that his name?
Tim Robbins. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he came out and said on Russell Brand's show that it's a cult and a religion and tyranny, and apologized and said he was wrong.
Yeah, the only difference between cult and religion is the size. It's actually a religion because religions are bigger than cults. And we're talking about, for the first time in history, nearly 6 billion people took this kill aid. So you remember Jimmy Jones, the Guyana tragedy, he convinced 900 people or so to drink the Kool-Aid and they all poisoned themselves. Well, Dr. Death Fauci just convinced almost 6 billion people to take the kill aid.
Incredible.
It's
what do you think of the criminal investigations that have been opened? These look really serious.
Well, the problem is we have to stop the shots first. We don't have time to wait months and months for investigations and all of this while 7 million shots are going in arms every day. We have to have sanity prevail. Pull these shots off the market immediately. We need people protesting all over the
world.
Don't
you think that German nurse that they ended up giving probation should get a medal when she secretly gave over 9,000 people saline instead of the poison shot?
Absolutely. Absolutely, she should. And there have been.
And by the way, that's happening in the military and everywhere else. I've talked to people on the inside, and I've seen the numbers. Remember, there's been headlines. Up to a third of shots are saline. We don't know why. It's because the pharmacists and nurses know the truth.
Correct. They do. And, you know, I have.
What are you being told by the medical folks?
Well, I have an a nephew in the Air Force, so it's personal to me that, you know, I don't want him to have to be poisoned. But all the medical people on the inside who have actually paying attention, know what's going on. I have doctors.
Now, there's a lot of people. I mean, I've confirmed it, but you have more context than I. A lot of medical professionals are doing the right thing, and they're shooting folks up with saline, keeping it to themselves.
Well, correct. A lot of people are doing that, but the problem is the people. See, you had three camps with the doctors. You had the doctors that were the poison pushers, and you had the doctors like myself, the right docs of history, who opposed the poison from day one. And then you had the docs that wanted to ride the fence in the middle. I call them the bargainers. They would say, "Well, don't give it to old people, but give it to kids, or give it to pregnant women." But don't, you know, they would say, "Don't give it to one group, but give it to this other group." And they're just all wrong. We just know
that's what the FDA boards did. Yeah,
they're just bad for everybody. The people in the FDA, the CDC, that are pushing these poison shots, they need to all be arrested for Nuremberg 2.0, hauled in front of a court.
Just on the point that most of them are former Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and J&J executives.
How is it the head of the FDA went to work, what was it, for Pfizer?
Pfizer, yeah, I got it right here.
Exactly. So the corruption's everywhere. It's out in the open. They're doing flagrant bribes to these people to push poison. You know, the vaccine poison pushers, my message to the poison pushers is real simple. You might want to hurry up and repent before you eat shot and die suddenly. Because that's what's going to happen. You keep pushing poison. One, if you keep taking the poison, you're going to die. Because the more doses you take, the more likely you are to die. But my prediction is simple. Once a few parents, they realize that these poison pushers murdered their children, it's inevitable that parents are going to seek revenge. If somebody murders you, kid, I did a survey on Twitter. I said, if a poison pusher kills your child, will you seek revenge or do nothing? 100% of the people said they would seek revenge. So the poison pushers, you guys might want to stop pushing poison ASAP, because the victim's parents are going to be coming for you guys.
That's a key point.
You know, so we have to stop this. By the way, and I'm, you know, people give me a hard time. I am a Christian. That's why I have this Jesus stethoscope on. But to break brainwashing, which is what this is, the biggest psyop in human history, this is a brainwashing propaganda psyop. To break brainwashing, you can't do it by being nice and loving and hugging.
I agree. You got to have a hard break.
You have to use cuss words, use words like retard. You have to offend them and mock them and make fun of them. So this is why I made this meme.
That's how the doctors bully people into it. You found as a doctor, get somebody to do the right thing. Hey, quit drinking two bottles of Jack Daniels a day. Your liver's going to fail. You got to scream at people sometimes.
Correct. Absolutely. And these retards, they gave the safe and effective to the 800-pound gorilla, which then died suddenly.
I saw that. So they gave it to the big gorilla at the zoo, and it died. Tell people about the story.
Correct. The zoo in Illinois, JoJo, they decided, hey, let's give the poison to all the zoo animals, too. And they gave it to JoJo. JoJo is now dead. That's happening in zoos all around the world. Their mammals that they gave the poison to are dying. And they just don't know why. It's a great mystery.
Yeah, I saw that story. I meant to cover it a while back. Guys, pull up JoJo. Chicago Zoo dies.
Yeah, it was nuts. So basically, COVID-19 is a retard pandemic, and there's no cure for stupid. Okay, and yes, that offends people. People need to be offended by the greatest mass poisoning in human history. That's why what we're seeing right now is the mass die-off of 2023. More people die this year. I'm going to predict at least 1 billion people die this year. Why am I saying that? Because nearly 6 billion people took poison. These are slow-acting, potentially lethal injections.
By the way, we're showing CBS, ABC News, NBC News. JoJo gets shot. First grade ape to get it. JoJo dead.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Diamond, of Diamond and Silk fame, she recently passed away. So the first question that comes to my mind, anytime somebody dies suddenly, the first thing I want to know is, did she take the poison? My guess is she probably did.
I don't know, and I haven't talked
to... I don't know, but... I
haven't talked to Silk yet, and the media put out a false report.
I love them. They're great, but we need to know what happened.
Well, the media put out a false report that I said she died of it. I said, I don't know, but there's a lot of death happening. But I know they suddenly called me up in the winter and said, we apologize for not backing you more. And I said, about what? They said, oh, about censorship, shots. And I said, I didn't know you didn't back me. You've been on the show. They said, well, we want you to come on. We're going to apologize to you. And I'm going to call Silk up. I have a sneaking suspicion that Diamond took it.
I am concerned that is the case. And I love them. And that's horribly sad that has happened, that she's gone. But we need to warn everybody, don't take these shots. They're not safe. They're poison. They're killing people, sterilizing people.
And they've been saying that, too. So I'm going to find out. I'm going to call Silk. In fact, guys, get Silk on, please. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, one of the main reasons I wanted to get Dr. Marble on, but I forgot to tell him this particular point, was something he brought up right before the interview. And it was the most common thing I get on the street, but I get friends and family call me. I've gotten two calls the last week from friends and family. I had a guy in a restaurant walk up to me when I was in Big Bend and ask, what do you do if you've had long COVID and it keeps coming back? And then what do you do if you've taken the shot and it keeps making you sick and you keep getting COVID? Well, I know from the studies and the research and the literature what Zelenko said. I know what Dr. Peter McCullough said. I know what you were saying years ago. And I know that Rob Dew is happy for me to talk about him. He's been here 14 years. Rob Dew was on a research trip with me out in Nevada. He got sick, and it almost killed him. He's a basketball player, played basketball in college, really good shape. He rides his bike 30 miles all the time, up hills, you name it. Great shape. Same age as me, and it almost killed him. His oxygen went down massively. It was terrible. But then he did the research and talked to you and others, and Dr. Bartlett really helped him. And they said, you got to just keep taking ivermectin every month for a while. And they gave him a bunch of other compounds. In fact, can you get Rob Dew in here and put him on the microphone in the control room or give him a lob to come in here? Because there was some other stuff that the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine things got him 90% back. But it was something a doctor, I forget who, recommended that he would vape in a nebulizer.
Oh, nicotine.
And that's what Tucker Carlson told me about that. So tell us about that. So what are the cocktails of things? Because Rob is back as good as he ever was.
I'll simply show you my what I do every day. And that's simple. I take my covitamins. Go to mycovitamins.com. This is a combination product developed with Dr. Brian Artis and Artis Labs. And it has zinc, selenium, N-acetylcysteine, quercetin, and betaine anhydrous in it. And that's a great immune booster. And it'll help to boost your immunity overall. And make.
What about glutathione? That's what Rob was.
Glutathione's a good one. There's a bunch of different ones. Certainly, you can get MyFreeDoctor.com will prescribe ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. I think here's the bottom line. When over, four-fifths of the planet, or you could say two-thirds of the planet, have taken the fake vaccine poison, they're now spike protein super shedders. So basically, it's impossible to avoid. So everybody should either take a covitamin or ivermectin once a week or hydroxychloroquine once a week. There are a few others like glutathione as well, but just the patients don't have to know this information. This is what's driving me mad. Just go to myfreedoctor.com. Our doctors know how to treat people. We don't hire poison pushers.
But let's expand. I'm a layperson, not a respected MD like you, but doing research and talking to experts. It's a spike protein from the virus out of Wuhan. The shots and statistics are 3 to 10 times worse, correct me if I'm wrong, depending on which shot you take. Moderna, you know, is 4 times stronger than Pfizer. Exact same injection, just stronger. And so they're protein crystals. So your body knocks them out, but then they grow like basically plants. They replicate back, worse in some people than others. And it's the hydroxychloroquine, but particularly the ivermectin, that you cycle on and off of until you totally knocked it out. Kind of like Lyme's disease is a totally different, you know, microbe, but not a protein crystal. But you got to take stuff in cycles to finally get rid of that. I've had family that had Lyme's. Took them 2 years to get rid of it. And so it's similar to that, right? It takes time to knock this out.
It does take time. The problem is if you understand how the shots work, they have mRNA go into your body, and then that goes into your cells, and it tells your cells to build the spike protein and put it on the cell surface. So then your body then attacks that cell. So the whole science of it, putting a poison inside your body, makes no sense at all.
And we see that under electron microscopes. Your body sees the spike and then it eats the cell.
Correct. And so if it goes to your heart, then your own body attacks your heart. If it goes to your testicles, then your own body attacks your heart.
So that's like a bee stings me. The bee sting itself didn't have poison to kill me, but my autoimmune response kills me.
People in December 2020, it's called antibody-dependent enhancement. We told people this was going to happen. Nobody listened. They banned us everywhere. So, you know, the ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they do help to remove this circulating spike protein for your body, but they don't turn off the production. So we need the holy grail, the true cure for these poison gene editing shots is we have to find a way to turn off spike.
So there are treatments, but it's like roaches. You spray a couple times a year, but if you forget, they come back.
Correct.
That isn't a cure to roaches. It's a treatment.
Correct. Exactly. That's a great way of explaining it.
So you're saying there's no holy grail yet?
Not yet. Now, we need funding.
Why would the globalists release something they don't have a cure for?
Well, this is the coal of the human herd. They're trying to kill everybody on purpose.
So they don't care if it blows back on them?
No, they don't. They didn't take it themselves. I'm certain of that.
Yeah. But you can still get the virus.
Well, the COVID-19 Frankenstein virus is a bioterror weapon. Fauci had the Wuhan lab make it for the gain-of-function purposes of making it more deadly, which tells you their psychology. But the fake vaccine is also a bioterror weapon. This is a bioterror weapon program is what it is.
This is a spike protein, they say. It makes you sick. Well, then the vaccine makes it.
Absolutely. So why?
I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, so that's bad, folks.
If you take a shot that produced cyanide inside your body, it wouldn't make any sense. That's what these shots are. They're producing poison in your body, and it's mad science that's been unleashed on us. Just like the mutant mosquitoes that Bill Gates, they're releasing all sorts of mad science. We need a ban on the gain-of-function research. We need a ban on all gene editing shots, mRNA and DNA shots. They're all poison. We need a ban on mutant mosquitoes that they're trying to unleash in Florida.
Sterilize the other mosquitoes. I want you to continue there, but since we raised this, Rob Dew's been through hell, almost killed him. He had family members that died. I'm not going to get into the details of it, not his immediate family, but close. Leave it at that. Almost killed my dad, almost killed my mother, until Dr. Bartlett helped us with the same protocols as you, and he really came through. Rob Dew, describe what it was like and then what you did to come back. Because, I mean, it's been a year. You look like 20 years older until recently. You look like the old Rob Dew. It looks like you regenerated. You came back.
Well, yeah, it does do that. It definitely attacks different parts of your body in different stages. And it got to where I didn't even want – you almost don't want to live. You kind of want to just lay in bed. And you're like, if it's going to take me, it's going to take me. And I lost 30-something pounds. I lost my hair. It got really bad. But I tell you, one of the things that I've been on since I got better, taking the ivermectin, is NAC, which is the N-acetylcysteine from Pure. These are 900 milligrams a piece. I take one a day every day. I take an aspirin every day. I take DNA Force every day. Not to plug our products, but I take it every day. I take the Real Red Pill and the Real Red Pill Plus, whichever I got.
Do you have any idea what particularly, because you survived, but for a long time we're still really sick, and then you've come fully back.
Yeah, I think, well, it turned into pneumonia, so I had pneumonia for about a month. I guess they called it walking COVID pneumonia. And a lot of it was, if you get the pneumonia, you stay active. You don't lay in bed. Dr. Bartlett was great because he was, you know, texting me and calling me pretty much every day, every other day. Like, don't sit down, get up. Even if you can bear, like, it got, Jones, I couldn't even walk around the block.
He told me, he said, your mother and father aren't going to get up. Their oxygen was way low. My dad almost had to go to the hospital. They would have killed him. He said, you get your father up. And I didn't mean to bruise my dad, but, you know, I had to pick him up and make him walk. And it was bruising him because I was making him five times a day get up and screaming at him, and that's what saved him.
No, you have to do that. Like, I couldn't even get up and walk around my block, which is a mile long. I couldn't even do it without resting 3 to 4 times for about a week. And then after doing it enough, I started walking. So you have to stay active. You have to keep moving, or else the virus will catch up with you and it will get you. But then the NAC, I think, has really helped me. I've been taking it for over a year now.
NAC is great.
And
we should put out our own version of that.
Quercetin, turmeric, those are all, you know, anti-inflammatories. They help. And quercetin works with zinc. So I've been on zinc, and I get it in many forms. It's in the Real Red Pill. I also just take a 50 milligram.
And you're back from being able to cycle 30 miles now.
I haven't done 30 miles yet, but I have done 20. So
my story is similar to yours, Rob. You know, I got COVID December of 2020, got real sick, started the protocol, thought I had beaten it. It kind of came back, and I got worse. I wound up hospitalized, but I had bilateral pneumonia and was super ill, sickest I've ever been in my life. Then I had to take a few weeks off of work because I was so just fatigued and lethargic from it. Then when I finally go back to work at the ER, they try to force me to take the poison shot. So the first shift back, it was this nurse ratchet, the chain smoker. I've told this story before. Third shift, I go back, and they're still trying to make me take the shot after I got over the disease that it supposedly prevents but doesn't. And so I told them, you know, guess what? When I leave here at 6 o'clock, you're never going to see me again. And that's the day, I quit a $500,000 a year job because I wasn't going to take their poison. Now, in hindsight, I probably should have just let them fire me and then sued them. But point being, best decision I ever made, I became a full-time free doctor back in February 2021, and it was by far the best career.
Absolutely. So be like Dr. Ben Marble. If you're in the medical system, come out and tell the truth and the dam's breaking. MTG called us a little while ago. Looks like she's going to come on next hour. You'll ride shotgun with us. Do you have a final comment on the other side? Dr. Ben Marble's here, myfreedoctor.com. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled
world of money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Marbles right to chuckle. This 15 minutes the next hour. Then Royce White, always amazing, takes over the last 45 minutes the next hour. Then the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, with the great Owen Schroyer. Rob, I drug you in here to talk about this. I want you to finish your story, and then Dr. Marble will continue on with all the news he's got. But there's a crew member here at InfoWars. I'm not going to say their name, but she's actually happy to come on the air. She doesn't work in the production side. And I heard from one of the other crew members, well, do you know what happened to her boyfriend? And I said, no. And her boyfriend's like 26 years old, in great shape, plays sports, you name it. But his mother is a libtard, to put it in her words, and pressured him into taking the Pfizer shot a year ago. And within 5 days, he got myocarditis. The ER told him that's what did it. The doctor that gave it to him said, I'm not going to say. And now he has heart pains and passes out all the time. And then they've gotten in big fights and had issues and they've broken up. So that's in my office that happened. Then I have another member of the office, and I'm not going to say who. And they actually don't want me to say who was in the military, in special operations. And their husband was in special operations. And this was not the COVID shot. This was other shots. And they had a two-year-old. When they were deployed on a mission, they'd come back, you know, every few months. Government gave them shots, baby died, baby girl. So I can't swing a stick without running into this where I work. And there's only like 875 people here. Rob, do any other comments you want to make?
Well, I just want to say, if you do happen to get this, it's kind of died out now, but it's not a death sentence. You need to know where to go. My Free Doctor is good. I've recommended you guys to people I know who've gotten it since I got sick. I'm like, look, they're going to give you, you know, they're going to give you ivermectin, probably some sort of antibiotic, budesonide. That's what I needed. And that was the big help for me, which is the inhalable steroid. And then aspirin. Four things, literally four things, cost me about $30 each time I went and got it. And boom, I was back on my feet. Within 2 days of being, I felt I was on my deathbed. I was seeing dead people. I was talking to dead people. It really scared me. And within 2 days, I was able to get up. And slowly, it was a long recovery process because I'd, you know, gone so long without getting treatment. But if you do get treatment, it's treatable. And that's the despicable thing about this. All these health departments out there telling people, go home till you can come back in the hospital and we can stick a ventilator down your throat. They're the real mass murderers out
there. They knew. They denied the therapeutics. They knew were 99% effective.
Yep.
Waited till you were terminal and then killed you, doctor.
Absolutely. Dr. Death Fauci's... I call them death panels, what they did, blocking early treatment. The death panels blocked early treatment. Who were the death panels? The CDC and the FDA. They were the death panels. Blocking early treatment killed over 1 million Americans because of it. We were out there trying to save as many people as we could, delivering treatment for free, and they're blocking early treatment, telling doctors not to do it. So we saw a mass cowardice pandemic among the doctors of America. They could have prescribed ivermectin for people, but they were afraid. They were afraid of, they were selfish cowards. They were afraid of losing their job or their license instead of saving patients' lives. You know, real doctors, you know, fake doctors worry about losing their credibility. Real doctors worry about losing patients. And, you know, so it's just madness what we've seen going on. We got Scott Gottlieb, you know, he part of the, you know, the PC commie narrative, silencing everybody. Former FDA head went and
Pfizer head.
Yeah. So, you know, the evidence is coming out. There's just a mountain of evidence coming out. This is a big conspiracy to do harm.
We now know they were suppressing from day one. By the way, I forgot. Rob, did you give them the Michael Yeadon boil down?
I did. They do have it. And I just want to say one more thing. It was a June video that I put out of Dr. Bartlett that I remembered as I was sick, like, oh, I need to contact somebody to get Dr. Bartlett's number because that guy is helping patients. And it's so you don't know the information you're going to put out, what kind of ripple effect it's going to have. And that's what you were saying on some of your promos, the ripple effect of putting this information out there and keep putting it out there. We're going to save lives while these doctors are trying to kill people. That's all I have to say.
That's right. And again, they knew exactly what they were doing the entire time. That level of evil is just insane. We know the low-level people just follow orders and then get scared and want to cover it up, Dr. Marble, but how do they get the high-level people? I guess they just recruit them out of college like they tried to recruit my dad, sell them on eugenics and say humans are a scourge, and it must be quite a power trip to sit back and do all this.
That's apparently the billionaire elite transhumanist atheist. They want to play God. So, you know, reality matters. This is what I tell people. God gave us reality, but they don't believe in God. So there is no right or wrong. There is no left or right. There is no male or female. There is no up or down. And it's okay to kill billions of people as long as it's for the greater good. See, when they talked about building back better, they left out the part where they have to destroy everything on purpose first and kill billions of people first and then build back better.
Well, that's the Great Reset.
Correct. That is the Great Reset.
And you're right. In the big announcements, they don't say that, but in their white papers and in their Fourth Industrial Revolution documents, they say we must bring down and destroy the old system to build the new beautiful system.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, Nazi Klaus Anschwab talking, and I want to kill you all, Hariri, George Soros, Bill Gates of Hell, Marxist Mark Zuckerberg. Those guys need to all be arrested. Certainly the ones that are Americans, they're traitors to America. They should.
Well, look at Harari, like, just give up, just give in, let us take over your body. A government will take over your body. We're going to run you. It's give up, give up, give in to me, give in to me.
Correct. They're trying to, they watch too many Star Trek Borg episodes, and they want to turn us into cyborgs.
They're the Borg.
They're the Borg.
They're like cosplaying for the Borg.
They want to create the cyborg collective where you can just not have to use a phone to get online. You can just think and get
And then what about Netanyahu saying all of Israel's a lab, all Israelis are lab rats, we're going to test all these new experimental things on Israelis? He said that.
It's nuts. It's crazy. Why? Now, this is, you know, we're always getting in trouble, but, what, you know, I'm a doctor. You know, soldiers win wars. When are soldiers going to do the right thing and start targeting these obvious enemies of humanity?
Well, last time you said that, it became national news. Yeah. I think people, after it's adjudicated and they're found guilty, should be punished and put in prison. But we're going to win the info war. We are winning it. I think they might even kill their own people, like Fauci or somebody, to then say we did it to change the subject.
Correct.
So I think we need to be Christ-like and hold our...
I agree, certainly, you know...
But it is true, they do deserve the death penalty once it's been adjudicated.
Well, I didn't make the law that, you know, treason is punishable by death. I'm just saying enforce it.
You mean injecting six-month-old babies with something they know erases your immune system and gives a good chance of sterilizing them or killing them? That's a bad thing?
Absolutely. Let's recap what's happened since 2020, Dan.
The Nuremberg Code says it's a death sentence for illegally testing things on people, right, particularly if it's lethal or dangerous.
So they unleashed two bioterror weapons on the world in 2020, and then they used cyber terrorism via Facebook and YouTube, et cetera, to hack the U.S. election to install the puppet president, Dementia Joe Biden. We all know he has dementia. He did not actually win the election. They stole the election. Hacking an election is treason.
What are they going to do, Rob, now that the world's waking up to him and everything's coming out? No, Rob left. What are they going to do?
Well, I think they're going to switch to other poisons. What other poisons can they unleash on us? Can they unleash Ebola or other bad viruses on us? Will they go with other bioterror weapons? Will they just go with old-fashioned bombs and bullets?
Or maybe a cyber attack?
Certainly killing the power grid. They shut down the FAA air travel today in America.
They've been teasing it.
Correct.
So whenever Bill Gates and Schwab says, I feel like there will be power outages and they will hack the airplanes. Yeah, and they love to brag to their people how much power they've got.
Telegraphing their plan.
Airplanes not fly soon. Ha, ha, ha.
That's the scary thing, getting on an airplane. You know, if you want to take some ivermectin or some covitamins before you board the airplane, but what happens if the pilot dies suddenly in mid-flight?
Which is happening at mass levels. Let's start the next hour. We'll do 15 minutes. Royce White always does a great job. He's been taking over 15 minutes. He understands being a co-host of the fourth hour means I annex some time, so he's great. We appreciate him. But I just want to be 100% clear with listeners. We're going to play this Dr. Michael Yeadon boil down. We'll play 3 or 4 minutes of it. I've had Dude boil it down to 12 minutes. It's an hour and a half presentation he did where and this is the former chief advisor and head scientist and vice president of Pfizer. No, it's not the 131 we played earlier. Rob brought you guys a new boil down. Okay, great. Great. So we're going to play part of that from the start, but we're going to put the boil down at band.video, and we're going to put the full Michael Yeadon at band.video. And again, it's already posted on the front page of Infowars.com because that is a prestigious guy, Dr. Marble.
Oh, yeah. He's very knowledgeable and knows what he's talking about.
Folks, we can't stay on air without your support. Down and out, sleep aid, totally natural, works really great, 40% off, back in stock. Also, Real Red Pill Plus, talking about Fountain of Youth, it's amazing, proprietary product. It's back in stock, 50% off. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, we're keeping it at 50% off. And, of course, we have other great products like 1776 Testosterone Boost. That's a clone of the top-selling national brand from the folks that made it. They allowed us to do it. And it's 40% off what it's sold in stores for at InfoWarsStore.com. So get that 1776 Testosterone Boost.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.